Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I be Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're taking your phone calls. Who do you hate more, Bears fans or Ben Johnson? For me, I can give a damn about both of them. I don't think about them until we start talking about them. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to start off with my guy, Drew. Drew, who do you hate most, the Bears fans or their head coach?
So, Mitch, one, I don't really hate the Bears fans. I mean, I hate Dallas fans. I hate obnoxious Philly fans. The Bears are kind of irrelevant. I kind of feel sorry for them. They kind of still experiencing what we experienced for 20, 30 years. So I feel bad for Bears fans, but I don't hate them. As far as their coach, I think what he did last year when they were doing the interview and canceling it when people are on their way to see you, that's very unprofessional. But other than that, I don't think much of them either. I'm like you. I don't really care. I just want to beat the Bears.
All right, man. 866.
And you got a good question today, so I like that.
Good, Ben. Don't have us. I mean, Drew, don't have us putting you on one of these damn call segments. All right. Appreciate you, man. All right. 800-636-1067. Taking phone calls. Who you hate most? Bears fans. Or Ben Johnson. I know it's troubling because every time we post something here in Commander's Land, Bears fans seem to have a comment about it. When we're not in their division, they shouldn't be concerned about us. You know, we could be talking to each other about something and they have the right to jump into it, they feel. So that I understand why you have a lot of fans may feel like that's despicable. I don't want to be dealing with these people, but the ultimate thing is you shouldn't care about none of them. If we were playing them in the NFC Championship game, then we can care. But right now, we're playing them in this game. We'll figure out what's going on. Landfill, is it anybody else on this call screen or that was just Drew?
Let's go to Rusty.
All right, Rusty, what's up, man?
Hey, D, what's going on, man? How are you?
Cool. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I just wanted to touch real quick on how the Commanders beat the Bears, and that's if JT and I just happened to run into each other outside of the media elevator right outside Section 109. We did that last year, took a selfie, Hail Mary win, just saying. As far as the Bears,
how they gonna beat
never
them?
Gave that, – yeah, that's how we're going to beat them, by recreating our selfie from last year. But as far as the Bears fans go, I never thought about them either until I married a girl whose father was a Bears fan. And I think that it's kind of like what Drew was saying, man. Like, they've just never had a nice thing. And now, you know, they think they have a nice thing, and they want to tell us how nice their thing is compared to our nice thing. So that's
But what makes them think we give a damn about their nice thing?
Well, that's the thing. They've never had it. So as soon as they've got it, they want to tell everybody, like, hey, you guys got a nice thing, but guess what? We got a nice thing. That summer, when Jaden wasn't named the starter, all I heard from my father-in-law was how well Caleb knows the offense and how he can do it without a wristband and how they're going to let him call audibles. All that stuff died when he saw that Hail Mary in front of his own two eyes.
Mm. All right, Rusty. Appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
All right. Danfield, who we got next?
We got Daryl.
Daryl, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Doing good, bro.
Hey, so I just wanted to chime in on what Jeff was saying earlier. I think it's definitely the Chicago Bears fans. I mean, they're putting someone in that water down there, dude. Like, the obsession with Jaden Daniels is weird. Like, it's weird. And I've always been the guy, you know, I've diehard Skins fan my whole life. I've always been a guy that said, like, the Eagles fans are the worst. Chicago is right there, dude. Like, they're right there. Uh-huh. They don't stop talking about them. It's annoying. I hope we beat them by 20 on Monday just to shut them up. That's all I got to say, fellas. Take care.
I appreciate it. But, you know, it's like this. Like, if when you start talking about something that has nothing to do with you, you're showing, like, either your jealousy or whatever. You know, I think that's the ultimate thing where people begin to feel like, oh, we don't care, but they talk about you every day. Damn, you're living in their heads. Let's go to D.C. Check out Tom. Tom, what's going on, bro?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
I don't have any hate towards the Bears fans or the coach. But what I will say about winning this game, we need more consistency from our secondary, especially Lattimore. We played that Atlanta game. He gave up a lot of big plays. And, you know, we just need that secondary to step up and be big. My second thing is we need to see more from Chris Rodriguez. He is a big-time back. He doesn't play enough. We need him out there. And then my third thing is more flexibility from Cliff on play calling. Sometimes his play calling is really stale. And those are my three things. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate your call. But I think, like Rodriguez, when they put him on the field, he's performed. I mean, he can't control how much time they're playing, but when he's out there, he's balled every time. Let's go to Landover Hills. Check out Mark. Mark, who you hate most, Bears fans or Ben Johnson?
Well, top of the day to you, Brian, and I gotta go with my friend B. Mitch and say that I don't really give a darn about either one of them. I just want to win the game and listen to you guys and listen to your candor and share our views on it and learn from one another, and especially learn from you from playing the game. And that's what makes life good, man. And as far as the Bears fans and their new head coach goes, man, they're from. Well, I'm from Missouri. Show me. You know, show me what you got, you know?
All right. I'm with you on that, bro. Thank you very much. Listen, the thing of it.
Good day, B. Take care of yourself, right, you buddy. Too.
We care about our team, okay? And we're going to pull for our team. And hopefully they get things corrected. I think we just talked with Tom from D.C. Tom, you notice when they get pressure, the secondary plays a lot better. When they don't get pressure, the secondary looks a little bit more bad. look bad. Okay, the ultimate thing is they need to play for each other. They need to play together, complementary football. The coverage helps out the rush, and the rush helps out the coverage. It's not always on one person, no matter what. If a quarterback could take 7-step drop, double hitch, and hadn't gotten any pressure, I don't know many cornerbacks that are going to hold that guy. So I understand a lot of people want to go at Lattimore, but you look at when he struggles, you don't see a lot of time, a lot of pressure going on the quarterback as well. So I'm going to take a quick break here, but you need to be caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067 to win a pair of tickets for the Washington Capitals Friday, October 17th versus Minnesota. All fans in attendance will receive a rally towel. For tickets and complete Capitals schedule, visit thefandc.com, courtesy of the Washington Capitals. Caller number 10 right now.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.